Dr. Sabre, getting an office note on patient Cruz Ibarra, EBARRA, Cruz, CRUZ. Date of birth is 5/3/1945. Date of service is 1/4/2024. Pupae of the patient is 78-year-old Hispanic gentleman. Referred to see me by Dr. Anderson for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. His past medical history includes the following one: diabetes mellitus type 2, next coronary artery disease, next post-CABG, next hyperlipidemia, next BPH, next hypertension, next peripheral arterial disease, next recurrent urinary tract infection from indwelling Foley catheter that he had placed by urology for incontinence. No record available to review at that time for this diagnosis period. Past surgical history includes left BKA in 2016, next CABG, next right TMA period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. He used to work as a mariachi and also in painting, period. Review systems reveals no headaches, he has decreased vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. He does have history of dysphagia to solids for 1 year, has been investigated extensively by GI, no record available. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. He does report constipation, nocturia up to 3 times. Reported no straining upon urination. He does have on and off urinary incontinence, no leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, he's received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapies. Period. Current medications include amlodipine, aspirin, Plavix, iron, finasteride, metoprolol, rosuvastatin, tamsulosin. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupil drum, reactive to light, pale conjunctiva, and anterior sclera. No cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date pupae of neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal aspirin two, no members heard, no friction of her lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. He has a left BKA and no edema in right lower extremity. Neuro exam non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: less from April 2013, total cholesterol 87 with LDL of 27, hemoglobin 9.6, platelets 198, BUN 48, creatinine 1.66, estimated GFR is 42 milliliter per minute, potassium 6.5, CO2 20. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including uncontrolled diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, a full renal workup is going to be initiated, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria, if any, period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, uncontrolled. Patient needs insulin control by his PCP. Next, coronary artery disease, that's post-CABG currently asymptomatic. Next, hyperlipidemia. I would recommend to discontinue rosuvastatin and substitute with simvastatin that is not nephrotoxic. Period. Next diagnosis, benign prostatic hypertrophy. As we follow with urology, we're going to do a bladder scan. Next, hypertension, control and count regimen to continue. Next, peripheral arterial disease, that's post left BKA and right TMA. Next diagnosis, metabolic acidosis with hyperkalemia. We're going to start him on sodium bicarbonate. Next, anemia of chronic disease. We are going to assess his iron stores. We'll start him on folic acid, B complex vitamins, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Anderson, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see him again in 2 weeks. to discuss the World Cup. I'll keep you updated on his progress and reporting.